This is Morning Edition. The contest in North Carolina's 13th congressional district is expected to be one of the closest in the state. It's drawn attention from national leaders like Republican Paul Ryan and Democrat John Lewis. Naomi Prelo reports on the race between Republican incumbent Ted Budd and Democrat Kathy Manning.
Republican Congressman Ted Budd was elected in 2016, and now he hopes to be reelected for a second term. The seat was open after redistricting in the state, and Budd says that gave him the perfect opportunity to run.
I was encouraged by my family, three teenagers, with my wife. We talked about just the desire to serve. And I really think that gets to the core of it, just the desire to use our God-given purpose and abilities to help other people.
Budd is from Davie County. He's the owner of a gun shop and shooting range, and before he was elected to Congress, he had never held public office. Neither has his main opponent, Kathy Manning. She's an attorney in Greensboro and a newcomer to the political world. The 13th District covers two-thirds of Guilford County and goes west across several rural Republican-leaning counties. Democrats think winning the seat could help them retake the House. Tom Bailey of the Libertarian Party and Robert Currier of the Green Party are also on the ballot. But it's projected to be a very tight race between Manning and Budd come election day.
Thank you. Bring all your friends.
That's something she acknowledged at a recent Get Out and Vote rally at Bennett College.
We can win this seat. We can take back North Carolina District 13. But we're going to win by a very small margin. And that's why I'm urging you to get out and vote.
Congressman Budd grew up in Davie County in a family of small business owners. Even though he owns a gun shop and shooting range, Budd says there needs to be more enforcement of gun control laws in the U.S.
When that doesn't happen, you have problems like we saw in Parkland. So I've got three teenagers, and I want them all to come home safely. You don't want them to have to go through what those students went through. You don't want those families where their kids didn't come home.
His opponent, Kathy Manning, shares a somewhat similar view. Manning has lived in Greensboro for more than 30 years. She was raised with guns in the home and says she wouldn't want anyone taking her family's guns.
We have got to find a way to take common sense measures to make sure that guns are not falling in the hands of criminals or terrorists or spousal abusers or people who pose a danger to themselves or others.
When it comes to health care, Manning and Budd have opposite views. Budd says he's completely against Medicare for All and expanding any type of government-managed health care.
I would run hard the other direction. I would run away from that. Look, I'm a fiscal conservative. People say, well, the free market doesn't work. I said, well, it doesn't work for lack of trying.
Manning says she wants to take reasonable steps that can be passed on a bipartisan basis.
I don't think that people generally are in favor of another big government program right now. I think the most important thing is to figure out how we make health care more affordable.
When it comes to President Trump and the job he's done thus far in office, both Manning and Budd say they can do without his Twitter antics. As for climate change, Budd says he's keeping an open mind on the topic. Manning says it is a real threat to the environment and wants to see what proposals can be passed on it at a bipartisan level. Early voting ends Saturday. Election day is Tuesday. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.